A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
There was a caller and then they disappeared. So instead we're going to go to Simon. Hey, Simon. Susan has texted in. Ian, you're behaving like a complete dickhead tonight, Susan. You don't have to deal... Susan, you haven't got no idea what I'm dealing with. I'm dealing with anal problems for a child. You behave like a dickhead every night you call in. Simon!
Oh, yeah, I've got a couple of things for you.
Okay.
First of all, I want to make a complaint.
Okay.
All this shouting.
Yeah, no shouting here.
It's not good for my nerves.
Yeah.
And I have to keep getting into my safe space every time I shout.
Okay.
Or,
instead of getting into your safe space, get out and get into a phone shop and buy a phone that isn't rubbish.
Oh, it's my phone rubbish.
Yeah. I feel a little uncomfortable. I know you're having a laugh, man, and I get it, but I feel a little uncomfortable mocking safe spaces because to some people they're really important.
Well, okay.
Well, no, they are. To some people they're really, really important. And this whole kind of snowflake safe space kind of mocking thing, it makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable because... it's just important to a lot of people.
Yeah, but do you not think that we get it rammed down our throats all the time? It's getting a bit silly.
What, hang on. No. No.
All right, then.
Who rams safe spaces down your throats? What?
Oh, it's everywhere, isn't it?
No, it's not. It's literally not. The last time I heard about a safe space was a month ago when Julia went in one and behaved irresponsibly. That's it. You don't hear... when was the last time you heard about one? When did you hear about one today?
On Eamon's show today, because I brought it up.
Right, okay. When did you hear about one today that wasn't brought up by you?
Well, I don't know.
Okay, yes, how about yesterday? When did you hear about one yesterday that wasn't brought up by you?
It doesn't matter.
You've made a statement that I know is factually incorrect, and I just have to hold it up as factually incorrect, because again...
Well, that's fine.
But again, it's belittling something that's really, really important to people, and I imagine to a significant number of people who listen to this show. I don't need to use a safe space, and I'm really grateful. But there are people that do, and you know, the world's a better place because they exist.
Okay. Well, I just get a bit fed up with this constant barrage.
I've just disproved what you've just said, and you've said it again.
No. So, I'm not mentioning safe space. I'm just saying. Constant barrage of snowflakery.
Okay, right. So tell me today what you've heard about snowflakery.
That there has to be, or going forward, there has to be counselling sessions or the like for university students who are studying subjects and they might see something that they don't like.
Why is that? First of all, I don't know if that's true or not. I think it's something that's been suggested as something they might look into. But secondly, let's assume that that is true. Why is that a bad thing?
Because I just think it's pandering to nonsense.
Yet you can't listen to the show when we talk about sexual intimacy. You have to go you have to go to your safe space.
Ah.
Do you see?
I'm impressed.
Yeah, you've told us that you can't listen to a you switched off a show because it was about sexual intimacy, and I'm not going to say go into the details of why you couldn't listen, but you chose you couldn't listen. But
no, I just find it uncomfortable. That's all.
Well, no, but there is a specific reason why you find it uncomfortable.
You got me there.
Yeah, no, I have exactly. So these students who might be upset, you've got to bear in mind that that suicide is really high amongst students, right? It's really high.
Yeah.
And so you're upset that some students who might be studying something that's unpleasant might be offered counselling, and yet you sent me quite an angry, bolshy message saying, I've got to turn off the show tonight because of this reason and this reason in my life. What you're talking about, I cannot bear to listen to.
Yeah, fair enough.
So just take, just... I think snowflake is a really nasty word, right? Because
you recently had a go at someone. I think it was Dion.
Yeah.
And you had a go about using the word snowflake, and the next day you used it again yourself.
Yeah, in an ironic, sarcastic way, taking the mick out of people that think that the bandying around the term snowflake as an insult is acceptable. I was satirizing you. I was satirising you because I think it's really, I think it's offensive, but more than offensive, I think it's dangerous because the people that we describe as snowflakes are often sensitive, are perhaps unable to deal with certain aspects of life, such as yourself. You're unable to deal with certain aspects of life, so you shy away from it. And I worry that quite often when we're calling someone a snowflake, we're actually talking about someone who's vulnerable. And that by belittling their vulnerabilities and belittling their emotional suffering by calling them snowflakes, I think snowflakes is a really unpleasant right-wing term that belittles people who are fragile in a different way to the way that we're all fragile.
That's fair enough.
So, listen, I know you called in to make a light-hearted comment, but you backed it up with a statement twice that was untrue.
I get it.
And I just want to, I don't want to fall out with you, man, but I just want to say that words hurt, man. I'm glad we have safe spaces for those people that need them. Same way I'm glad we have faith rooms for people, even though I'm not of faith, I'm glad we have faith rooms for people that want to go off and have a little pray up, whatever their religion be. I'm glad that we have smoking spots outside. I'm glad we have all of these things to cater for all of these minorities, whatever their minorities may be.
Yeah, well, to your credit, you're a lot more left wing than I am, and I think that the world is a richer place for a different.
There you go, man. I don't know if it's necessarily left thing, and maybe it was a mistake of me to bring in right wings. It tends to be, I've noticed, but I could be wrong, people on the right side of the political argument who call people snowflakes, but maybe that's not completely accurate. But, hey, man, it's all peace and love. An hour out of time. Thanks very much. 03, sorry, I gave you the finger. I fingered you there, Catherine. That was out of order. What were you going to contribute? You were going to contribute something.
Well, there's no time now. I'll do it after.
We'll do it now. You can wait.
Well, I heard sacrosanct. That. Well, I heard that. And, yeah, of course it is. I also heard the way Eamon and Syra prefaced that story. And they were going to go in all guns blazing, saying, oh, your PC is making us all stupid. And actually what it came down to was that someone at the university had a panic attack because they were a survivor of sexual abuse, and they weren't expecting it to be brought up in a lesson. And that is what made them want to be more aware.
I only heard the headline of that story, and it was done in a dismissive way. And I don't know if I saw it online or heard it on the radio, but as soon as I heard it, I thought, all right, well, there's more to it than that.
Yeah.
Either it's not happening, either it's one of those things where in a meeting someone has said, do you think maybe we, it's been brought up by one person and that becomes, universities are considering, or there's actually quite a serious element.
It's just, they're thinking of trigger warnings before things are raised in lectures.
There's
no harm in that, is there? I mean, that's another thing. What harm does it do you?
It gets on my nerves. Oh, not me. Just to those guys now.
Yeah.
But this time I took that in the way it was intended. It wasn't intended as a battering. And well done. Thank you for clearing that up, Catherine, because I hadn't heard the ins and outs. But there's a story about, universities are considering this. It's like the drug story. Universities are telling people how to have drugs. Well, they're not. They're giving really sensible advice. If you're going to do heroin, have someone else there with you. Sensible. So if you choke you and you vomit, they can clear you. It's sensible. It's not an ideal situation, but... But. Anyway, thank you very much. Rosalind said, I'd love to call, but I'm scared. Rosalind's been tweeting us the last couple of weeks. She's just kind of discovered us the last couple of weeks. I've just been watching her tweeting us. And Rosalind, you're going to call one day and it's going to be a great call. It's going to be one of the best calls. You've heard the idiots we've had on tonight. Jeez, the switchboard is empty. If you come on, I promise we'll be very, very gentle with you. Unless you say something stupid. 0344 499 1000. This is Talk Radio.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, you! Are you mad for I'm a Celebrity? Are you crazy for critters? Can you not wait for the next Bush Tucker trial? Then you need to listen to Jungle VIP, the daily podcast that gives you all the goss straight from the jungle floor. I'm Jamie East, and every day I'll be bringing you reaction from the latest episode of I'm a Celebrity. I'll be talking to campmates from past series, hearing directly from the outback, and setting stars my very own Bush Tucker trials. It'll be free to listen to every single morning. All you got to do is search for Jungle VIP on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favourite podcast app. And make sure you subscribe to never miss an episode. Jungle VIP. Better than eating a kangaroo's...
Online and on DAB.
Take a far-out trip into the twilight zone of late-night radio with Ian Doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
Unmissable late-night radio with the original king of unconventional conversation.
Make contact with Ian Lee.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
Except it's not Ian, it's Catherine, because, well, how would I explain this? Okay. There's a tradition in cricket, right, for one of the men to stand in for another if the other is taken by surprise, inconvenienced, needs to take a comfort break, and it's called the night watchman. The poo watchman. The poo watchman. So basically, I'm your night watchman for now, and hopefully, once Ian is finished doing what he's doing, he didn't take a newspaper, so hopefully it won't be too long, he'll be back in. So in the meantime, you know, nervous callers, now is your time. 0344 499 1000. Let's have a quick word with Ollie in the meantime. Hey, Ollie.
Hey, Kath.
Are you all right?
Yeah. I don't want to pile in on Simon.
No, I know.
I was going to say about how counselling helped me at university, because it was really like a lifeline.
Gosh.
Because like that is the worst time in your life for anything. Cause they pile the pressure on you,
yeah.
Like exams. What's the word? Assignments.
Yeah.
And then, just going through awful things.
I know what you mean. I kind of. My first couple of weeks at university, I got ill. I got fresh as flu and kind of missed out on a lot of the forming of, you know, relationships and stuff.
Yeah.
I just mean like friendships. And there's nothing like being ill miles away from home in a room that is unfamiliar with the door locked and no one's going to knock for you because no one knows you're there. It can be a bloody lonely place.
Yeah, and like when they were saying about... you know, safeguarding me from bad subjects and things like that. I did sociology, so it was like quite a few different bad subjects.
Yeah.
And they did, I did assignments on the Holocaust. And so you go really in depth with people who've been, you know, killed,
yeah,
mass killed, and you go into their personal stories, and that can be really harrowing, like hearing about children and seeing pictures of children and seeing what they've gone through. And they did warn you beforehand. They went, hey, this is going to be a hard subject,
right?
And if you need to talk to anybody about it, here's details and stuff.
Yeah. I think it's straight. That seems to make sense to me. Absolute,
yeah.
Sense. Also, because you're a kid yourself, and you know, we're generally quite sheltered from stuff, I think, in this corner of the world. And I mean, what, like I said earlier, what harm does it do? What harm does it do just to give you a heads up?
Yeah.
So you had counselling while you were there?
All the way through, because I've talked about having agoraphobia and stuff like that, and that went bad. And my wife was going through some things as well. And just dealing with that as well. And just all that pressure of having to perform, because the further you get into university, if you make a mistake, that's all the time you've done wiped away, because 80% of your mark or something insane is your third year, your last year. If you mess that up, then you've wasted 2 years of your life. And so much money as well is just on it, because you spent $9,000 a year to get to that point, and it's just all that pressure of money, people's expectations of you, your expectations of yourself, and your own, just crap that goes on in your life.
Yeah, and you're also at a major crossroads in your life, aren't you?
Yeah.
Ah, well, I'm glad you got through it, and I'm glad they had that there. There probably was that facility when I was at university, but we weren't made as aware of it, I think, as they are now, and that's only a good thing. It's like I went to my daughter's new school before she went, because where I live, they have a lower school, a middle school, an upper school. So she transitioned to middle school. And it was the middle school I went to when I was 10, and I had a bloody hard time there when I first started. But they took us upstairs to, show us the classrooms and stuff. And there was one room that was really brightly lit, and it had sofas, and it had loads of cuddly toys and stuff, and bright. And it was the counselling room.
Yeah.
And I thought, my God. All the times I used to go and flip and slink off to the sick bay and pretend I had a stomachache when really I was stressing out and probably having a 10-year-old version of a breakdown. And I never had someone to talk to about stuff like that. And I just think it's wonderful how far we've come in that sort of short-ish space of time.
Yeah, through my life I've had counselling in and out. And I would say, if somebody's feeling like counselling, I think just stick with it, because it's just weird. The first time you do it, it's just odd, because it's just for you to talk and express yourself, because they're not psychiatrists. Mm. But it's just weird just having that silence and having somebody to listen to you. It's just weird.
And it's also not someone who's going to try and fix it or try and make you feel better straight away. It's just gives you space. God, it must be brilliant.
Yeah, it was good. I'm sorry, I felt like I was a bit weird yesterday when I came to that.
No, you weren't. You were brilliant. I was really pleased to see you, and it's so strange in a nice way, to put a face to, an avatar on Twitter. It's really nice, and you came across just as lovely as you do online, so which is always a bonus for you to be virtually the same person.
Yeah, it was just it was a bit surreal, because you seeing you in 3D.
But
talking as well, when in front of people is just not my thing.
Well, you did a brilliant job. You'd never have known, Ollie, and I appreciate you coming and saying hello. I've been in situations where, especially when we've had guests in, people that we only get people in that we really like, and seeing that voice that you're so familiar with coming out of someone's face, it's bizarre, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely.
But thanks for ringing, and thanks for coming over yesterday. I know that, it took a lot. It took a lot of guts, and we appreciate it. Cheers, Ollie.
Cool.
Take care of yourself.
You too.
Bye. Gosh, he's been in that toilet a long time. Hiya, Ross.
Hi. I was going to say, he's going to be back, isn't he?
He seized your opportunity. I'll give you a shout, and I see him coming through the door. Don't you worry.
Yeah, and I'll be I'm off. And he'll go, I'm still talking to Matey about books. Get on with your studying.
So what are you, where have you sprung from, Roz? Because as we said, we've noticed you in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, but I'm a new listener and all of that. Kind of understanding. Just sprung from, I'm a late night opera girly. I'm a late night listener, and I've been listening to another station.
LBC.
She doesn't swear. Oh, no.
She's an LBC-er. We don't want her kind here.
How dare you? How dare you?
May I have permission to speak freely? Was this my...
LBC.
What were you listening to? Not Five Live.
No, I was listening to Duncan Barks, but I don't,
Oh, blimey.
Barks.
But I like Dotton.
I like Dotton.
But it's too late.
Everyone likes Dotton, but they started playing music now.
Oh,
no, bad.
Yeah. Dot and the DJ. I do like his links, his cheesy links.
Oh, yeah, and sweet. And he really feels, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's not jaded yet, is he?
No, Dotton hung out with like NWA, didn't he?
Mm-hmm. I'm not talking to you. You pretended to have a poo.
No, he didn't pretend. He didn't pretend.
I had a very upset stomach. Kath made me a bad coffee. Well, then can I say one thing before I duck out of this conversation?
Yeah.
From your picture, I thought you'd be posh.
Really?
I'm out of the car. I've got headphones on.
So did I, because, and also Rosalind's quite a posh name.
Yeah, but listening.
It is. But no one calls me that.
No, you're a Ros.
Oh, someone's cross. I'm a Ros. Without a Z. People always do that.
So what are you doing up late nights? Do you mention studying there?
Studying, yeah. I'm just studying. I'm just doing a degree in I've got two kids. So I'm trying to get to myself.
Oh, God, I know that feeling.
Hang those uniforms out, and then you think I'm here.
I'll sit down for 5 minutes, and then it turns into 3 hours, and you can't get back up and go to bed.
Yeah, but I haven't even got a seat in here. But I just love you two. You are honestly, you're just so funny that I am calm. I just can't believe that I've been missing out on this.
Well, we've just been warming up, waiting for you to turn up, Ros.
But now, Rosalind, now we've got you online. Can I ask you, what are your views on Brexit? Do you think Theresa May is going to have a job in a week's time?
No, please don't.
That's what people expect from a late night show.
My job's always here. I don't get paid. I'm a volunteer. I'm a chef. I'm a events organiser. I'm a psychologist. You know what us mums at home are.
Yeah. So you've got kids.
No, you don't, Ian, because you're a dad.
No, but I know. But I know what a house looks like. Yeah. You've got kids. How old are your kids?
They are 5 and 9.
Oh, yee. So
you... Oh, I know.
5 is still... 5, 6, 7 is still babies, and they're still funny.
9, they're starting to smell.
9's a teenager, isn't it, these days?
Yeah. Oh.
They're fiddling around and stuff.
Hey, you said you said they're starting to smell. I got a little waft from my 10-year-old the other day.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Of her, it's very, very faint, but armpit.
So you're going in for the deodorant. Yeah.
Well, I've said maybe you've got to wash like more than once a week from now on. Because she's still a little bit shower shy.
We'll have to wash them. We'll be like
hell
now.
Whoa! Watch your language, Ros.
I'm sorry.
That's a yellow card.
I'm sorry.
Flipping it. Listen, I know that might be acceptable on Duncan Barks' show, but we've got standards over here.
I was thrown off. I think the first time I went on there, I said something, but I didn't even. What wasn't even an F word? It was just something, you know.
Yeah.
C bomb.
But it was still off. Bye. I think it's New Year's Eve. I nearly killed myself, and they let me back on.
They tell you off if you say true bloody story on BBC
well,
London.
Well, you know why? They can't delay of this, so they get nervous.
Yeah, this is the thing, guys.
What can you say? Ian says some rude words.
No, I don't. Never. It's a lie. That's fake news. Here's the thing, right? So on commercial radio and on this station, we got a 7-second delay. So you said the F word, and me and Kath both went for the button, and we pressed the button, and that never got broadcast, right? It takes out 7 seconds of the... But here's the thing, guys, right? BBC Radio, local radio, 5 Live, Radio 4... It doesn't have a delay or a dump button. So you could, in theory, go on there and say anything you wanted, and they would have to be very, very fast on the faders, and no one's that fast.
Oh, well, should I tell you quickly then, if you can blurt it out, or if you can like, buzz it out what I actually said? Or...
No, don't
say it!
No?
What's the first letter?
It was a whole sentence of, like, explicit.
A whole sentence?
Wow.
A whole sentence. It was like a nesting bloody... Yeah,
why did you do that?
I just was a bit drunk and I was really excited.
She's not phoning us up on New Year's Eve.
Oh, no, that's it. They said, they said, oh, you sound like you're about 50. And I said, I'm not that effing old. You effing C.
Wow. I want to record.
You didn't say effing C, did you?
They were like, bye.
Bye. Who was that to?
Jim Davis. Jason
Rotham.
Jason Rotham.
Well, listen, me and Kath are doing a show, New Year's Eve here. Are you doing it, Kath?
Yeah.
We're doing New Year's Eve here, and if you swear, we will hunt you down,
And what? Come over and swear. We'll have a big swear.
We'll have a big swearathon. The three of us will sit in a circle and we'll swear at each other. How's about that?
That sounds. We'll get some more people around though.
No, it's just the three of us.
We can swear. No,
we're all going to be topless. We'll bring Barksy round. Duncan Barks will come round.
Can you bring a Miley Cyrus' fan?
Oh, really?
Have you got any talcum powder?
Oh, I have to ask you, though, a few questions. Like, Sally. Who is poor Sally? Is she somebody that you like? In my mind, she's a lawyer.
Right, Sally.
Lawyer!
Sally, now's your time. 03444991000. I don't have to tell you that. We're on speed dial, probably, at Sally's. Hopefully she'll ring up.
Love.
Oh, come on.
I thought she must be paid to, like, come on to sort of just answer me these questions. And when you left them all the other night, and that guy who's like, hello, why are you leaving me to the end? You're like, we don't know. You have to answer the question about what was on last night. You're like, I can't remember. And you're like, well, why don't you remember tonight? And then you can ring back tomorrow. Sorry.
That is the best and probably the most offensive impression I've ever heard of Alan Caddick in my life. But it's pretty spot on.
So you've been listening for 2 weeks and you've already got a lot of the characters down.
Imagine, we've been talking to these idiots for 3 years. No wonder we're going nuts. No wonder. 3 years of talking to Alan Caddick and Nigel from Maidstone. I can't do it anymore, Sam.
You've known him for 3 years.
Plus some of them.
Caddick for probably about 10 years.
So you got who I was talking about with my impression.
Are you drunk now?
No.
Have you had a drink tonight?
I'm tired, yes.
Oh, hang on a minute. There's someone on the line.
And then my boyfriend's just coming, going, can you just shut up? He's like screaming.
Here's Sally. You can talk to Sally yourself.
It's Eve Lee.
Hello, Rosalind.
Oh, Sally. Oh, my God.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm not a lawyer.
You poor suffering love. Are you a friend of Ian?
Yeah, keep your finger on that button.
You poor suffering love.
Yeah, suffering.
It doesn't sound
like her, does it? Yeah. You poor.
Nice swimsuit, Rosalind.
What's he doing?
He's looking through your pictures.
Look at the topless woman behind you.
Sally, why did you let them put you through this?
Who, Ian and Cass or Alan?
Yeah. Well, Alan, as well, the night, you were like, listen, Alan, yeah, why don't you just go, call me back?
The thing is that we had a trial a few months back about, I don't know whether you heard it, Alan, if Alan should be banned, and I was his prosecution, and I unfortunately, well, stupidly gave him my phone number.
Oh,
so
God.
Me and Alan phones me quite regularly.
Hey, why are you saying that?
So I sort of know how to deal with him. So that was what that was about, trying to get him to understand that he has to listen.
But Sally, can you confirm we do not pay you?
No, you don't pay me. No, you can if you want.
Well, we barely pay ourselves.
Cut both off. Thank you, Roz. Thank you, Sally.
Bye.
I'm yours. This is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344 499 1000. Text Talk and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.